வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. What is this scientific question? Murha? Maya Apurita Jnana?
When they say about the how one starts talking about the origin of life, they say that one should first of all consider how the earth was formed. How this planet earth where we live, how it was formed? What is the origin of the earth?
Earth?
Yes.
Yes, origin of earth is life. It is very simple to understand. Just like your body. Your body is... or why your body? Take the tree. Tree is matter. It is earth. Well, from the big tree comes. From the life within the seed.
But they say that... about 4.5 billion years ago, this earth condensed into such a form. But before that, there was no living entity because this earth was not suitable for it.
That is Askar. You have got history for billions of years?
Yes.
What is that history? We have got history that Brahma was the first creation. And from Brahma, Brahma created this universe.
They are saying that before it was all gaseous dust particles and some gaseous materials which are floating, and in due course it condensed, and then it formed.
So
this,
what from the gas came? That they do not know.
Yeah, this it was just floating.
Floating where? Where from the sky came? They are all nonsense. Simply speculating and consuming cheap money from the government, that's all. This is their business. The government is exacting taxes from the hard-working men, and these rascals are devouring this money, that's all. And making theories, that's all.
There was one big scandal where it found out all the scientists were just taking money, unless even by material standards it was unnecessary. It was a very big scandal.
It must be their scandal. They are after money, that's all. Not after knowledge. And what knowledge they have got? Raksha. Simply speculating and befooling other fools. This is their business. One blind man is befooling other blind men, that's all.
They are pretty much convinced. They are very much convinced that this art was gaseous. So there was no life at the beginning.
That may be. But what from the gas came?
It was just existing.
Vinna prakriti nasti. The answer is the bhumi rapanalo vayu khangamano buddhi. Vayu gas. It came from Krishna. It's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bayu is gas, is it not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finer than the bayu is the ether, the sky. Finer than the sky is the mind. Finer than the mind is the intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is the soul. So they do not know this. They capture only middle thing, bayu. Where from bayu came? Where from the gas came?
That part remains unanswered. That part cannot be answered. Where from?
We answer. We have got the knowledge. The gas came from ether. And ether came from mind. And mind came from intelligence. and intelligence can come to soul.
They will say, you cannot prove that.
Yes, you can prove
it. How will you prove it?
And you see, still, gaseous, I would say, cloud is forming in the sky. But you have no eyes to see it.
With this background, before, then that is why they start saying that before Darwin's theory, there should be one that is called chemical evolution. That's why that is called prebiotic chemistry. Means before biological evolution started, there should be chemical evolution.
Yes, that chemical evolution is part of life demonstration. That I already explained. That's why the chemical citric acid coming from lemon tree, a life, is coming. So all chemicals are being produced. They're saying in your body, my body, there are so many chemicals. See, because the body is there, the chemicals are coming. In my urine, you'll find so many chemicals. In my stool, you'll find so many chemicals. Where are the chemicals coming? Daily, enzyme, so many other chemicals are coming. If you simply, the medical man analyzes the urine, and so many chemicals are there. Where from it came? Because I am a living entity, the chemicals are coming. In my urine, in my stool, in my cough, in my secretion, it is coming. Therefore, it is to be concluded that chemicals are produced by life, not life is produced by life.
But they are saying that once the sin, the seed of life, that is the cells, the living cells, are built, then it continues automatically.
Yes, but who gives the seed? That is answered in Bhagavad Gita. Bijo ang sarva bhuta. Bijo ang sarva bhuta. He gives the seed, and he is life.
But the scientists are now trying to make the seed now.
And then kick on their face with boot. With boot, you rascal. You are trying. As is rascal, we protest against this. We are trying. What is this nonsense? Try. Do it immediately. Trying, everyone is trying. That's it. Child is trying to build a house with this sand. So is that very nice proposal that here will be a house? This is childish. Then you accept that you are child in the field of knowledge. Don't pose yourself as that you know everything, or your knowledge is everything. That is our protection. We are trying. What is it? Trying? Everyone is trying. What is the difference between the scientist and the other?
They are saying that they are coming very close.
That is also another foolishness. That is called will-o'-the-wisp. The ass. Ass is trying to get the grass, and the washerman man is throwing on it. And the ass is advancing, the grass is advancing. You see? This is it.
But in all humility, Srila Prabhupada, supposing that they would succeed in actually creating the living cell artificially, what would you say?
Well, what is the credit there? It is already there. Now, what credit he can get?
Yes, they just imitate what's already
happened. The image.
Yes, just like that I explained.
That example
is that when an imitation barking is there, people go and purchase ticket. And when the real barking is there, nobody cares. This is their business.
Would
only be imitation. They are so poor that their government is purchasing the ticket and they are hearing the imitation party. Yes.
But once they are successful, they are going to make super beings. They are called super beings, superhuman beings, super animals.
They cannot create even an ant and now they are going to make super beings. This is another foolishness. They cannot create even an ant, moving ant, and they are going to make super beings. Yes. And we have to believe them. We are not so fools. Your so-called scientists may be fools, but we are not so.
Here's the example of a potter who was...
Yes, that's it. The potter.
This idea, Srila Prabhupada, about the chemical evolution, this idea came from, in 1920, by a Russian scientist. He's a biologist. His name is Oparin, O-P-A-R-I-N. So he demonstrated that in the before biological evolution, the atmosphere of the Earth should be, he called, very much reducing. Reducing, that means it must be mostly full of hydrogens. No oxygen, very little oxygen, but mostly hydrogen. Then in due course, because of the reaction in this hydrogen compounds and the radiation from the sunlight, then these compounds form into different chemicals,
That is a side study. But there was hydrogen. Where from the hydrogen came? The scientists simply study in the middle. But they do not know what is the origin. Just like here, one aeroplane is coming, and you can say, all of a sudden, a light came out of the sea. Is that the study of this aeroplane? The foolish person will see, all of a sudden, in the sea, there was a light. Is that scientific study? Your study is like that. There was this, and all of a sudden, by chance, this. That is not scientific study.
It's childish.
We have to find out the origin and cause.
So in due course, they create these amino acids. There are 20 amino acids which are necessary for the body, for the material body.
But it is already created. What is your credit?
But they want to do it themselves.
That you might do, but they already, just like there is a soap factory. You start another soap factory. So what is your credit? It is already there.
big soap factory.
Yes. What is your credit? Yes, you can imitate and make an imitation. And you want to take credit, all credit, of the original creator, simply by imitating. You are so foolish. Why shall I give you the credit? I shall give credit to the origin. That is our place.
They discover a natural law, they name it after themselves, like Newton's law.
Yes.
It is already there. Already is there, and the rascal wants to take credit.
They just adjust a little bit and they say that they have conquered.
No adjustment. That is another foolishness. You cannot adjust.
Yes.
Even you cannot adjust the moment of nature's law. You cannot adjust.
You just discover it.
Yeah. No discovery. You do not know.
Actually,
it is already there.
Actually, they are fighting against the laws of nature, but sometimes they find pleasure in doing this.
That is childish. Just like they build with the sand, palatial building, the children. They take pleasure in it. That's all. That is children's pleasure. That is not sane man's pleasure. That maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bhimu. Maya sukhaya. This pleasure is maya. And they are making humbug. Therefore they are bimuran, all foolish men. Prahlad Maharaj said, maya sukhaya bharamud bhogo bimuran. They materialists, they have created a standard of happiness. That is maya, that is not happiness. But for that maya happiness, false happiness, they have made a gorgeous arrangement. Therefore they are bimuran. And they are so bimuran, so foolish. Now suppose they have created this nice, comfortable civilization, but they have not created the situation that they will be able to enjoy it. At any moment they will be kicked out. Get out. Finish. all finished. Now, what is that guarantee that you will be able to enjoy this?
That is why the scientists are saying that God didn't give us everything so that we can make really happy.
Then God is there, accept. Then why do you say there is no God? Then God is life. Then everything comes from life. We have to accept. That is our problem. If they accept that God has not given us the capacity, then they are intelligent.
Yeah.
They are accepting God.
Well, they say God hasn't given us everything.
Huh?
He hasn't given us everything because we're not able to live forever here.
Why? That means God is controller. You are control. We admit.
These people are allowed to live forever, then they will make this place more than hell. Worse than hell. That's why they are not allowed.
God has given them everything actually to live peacefully and try to understand God. But that they will not do. They will do something to try to forget God. That is their answer.
Prabhupada, is it true that if a person is very sinful, he reduces some years from his life? If a person is very, very sinful, extremely sinful, then he reduces some...
Or increase, what is the problem?
This is a practical example. If you are an alcoholic,
you reduce or increase. Suppose you have to live for 100 years. If you make it 110, so what is your profit? And if you have to live for 100 years, reduce by 10 years, so what is the profit? You cannot live here, that is a fact. Reduce or increase. This is not nonsense. What is the increase? The trees, they are more longer period, increased the period of. That is that kind of living is very profitable? What for increasing? To suffering. Your life is already suffering. Why you are covering this body? You cannot stand here, open body. There is suffering. You are trying to save yourself from the suffering. This is life, struggle for existence. Manasasthani, indriyani, prakritisthani, also. Simply struggle. So if you increase your life for struggling again, then what is the profit? This is the rascal, they do not understand. Even if increase, what profit you'll get? Your life is all suffering. So the foolish person, they cannot understand. The real problem is how to stop your suffering. Reduce or increase, it doesn't matter. But that you cannot do. You'll have to die. This is your suffering. Nobody wants to die. You'll have to become old man. Suppose an old man suffering from so many diseases and he increases his life. What is the profit?
That's what they do by heart transplant.
This is all nonsense. Stop death, then it is an achievement. That's all. Stop disease, and that is achievement. But that you cannot do. What is the profit? Reducing it. Yes, but now I am saying there was disease, not this disease or that disease. Disease means any kind of disease. That is credit. That is credit. If you guarantee that here is a chemical composition, when a man takes it, no more disease. That is credit. But you cannot do that. Then what is your credit? He simply struggled. The struggle increased. Yes. Now, such a huge quantity of coloring, where from coming? Red color. And it will disappear after a few minutes. Have you got any control over it? Scientists?
Now there's a big scarcity of dye. Coloring dye.
Take from here?
Yes.
Red color. Yes, they can increase this scarcity. That's all.
So they're trying to make synthetic...
Again trying. That is same disease, trying. Same disease. They're simply struggling with the mind. That is their business. You cannot do anything. Prakriti Kriyamarani, Gunaikarma. The Prakriti is going on, doing its own thing. You cannot change. Now the sun is rising. I make it dark, or in the darkness, ask the sun, get up. Where is your power? And still you are thinking that we are scientists, we are advanced. All foolishness. Just surrender to Krishna. What you can do? He cannot even know that how many stars and planets are there. It's still unknown.
Oh, they say in our universe there are about 10 to the 11 stars. They can count approximately.
Yes.
They say there are about
count
100
this,
billion.
Count these sand grains. Count these sand grains.
They would make a rough estimate.
That's all right. Make a full estimate. Then, still, you are nothing in the face of the Creator.
They are so stupid, Prabhupada. They do not recognize that the most important things in life is birth, death, old age and disease. And if they really want to conquer the nature, they should try to conquer birth, death, old age and disease.
That is stated in the Bhagavad. Devitesa gunamami moha maya duratvaya.
Duratvaya, very hard to overcome.
It is not possible.
They have a whole new department called gerontology to stop death. And they, in one article, they had about 20 different methods, and all of them were, none of them succeeded yet. But they were very confident.
Even for them, there is some medicine in the Vedas. If they go to heavenly planets, they will be able to live longer. They are so stupid, Shudra class. They can't. Even if they go to heavenly planets by following Vedas, still they will go to. They will be able to live longer, but by their mundane efforts, they will not be able to.
Nobody. In the material world, there is no question of living forever. That is not possible. That is in the spiritual world.
Shudra Prabhupada?
Yeah.
When the scientists explain that why there are so many varieties of living entities, they have an explanation.
What is that?
They say at the time of evolution, the cells, the genes, sometimes when it is normally the gene is perfectly copied for the next generation, but sometimes there is a mistake in copying. It's like in the printing press, sometimes you do some mistakes. Just like that, there are some mistakes along the path of evolution.
Yeah.
So those mistakes, sometimes they just, according to the circumstances, they can stand and they form a different living entity because of the different of the genes.
But the mistake is continuing forever. Because we find varieties of living entities ever existing. Therefore, the mistake is permanent. So when it is permanent, it is not mistake, it is intelligence.
Let's say if there is no mistake, there will be only one living entity in the whole universe.
Why? Because you have got different mind. Therefore, you create different situation. Just like we are walking here, not that everyone is coming to join us. Because they have got different mentality. They want to sleep. We want to rise early in the morning. Why this difference? It is not mistake. It is your desire. And exactly according to the desire you get what? It is not mistake.
It's not a mistake.
No. Jangjanga bhapi smaral loke tajatante kaleva. At the time of death, whatever you think, exactly, nature will give a similar body. That's all. That is not in your hand. That is in the nature's hand. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sa.
But scientifically, can we prove that there is a mistake?
Huh?
It can be proved by...
That is your mistake. In the laws of nature, there is no mistake. There is no mistake. Your mistake, that's like in the railway carriage, there is first class, second class, third class. So you have purchased third class ticket by mistake, you can go to the first class. I'm just giving. But you'll not be allowed to stay there. But it is your mistake. But this first class, second class, that is not a mistake. There is arrangement. Similarly, these varieties, God is so clever that He knows that so many mistakes can be done. And so many varieties are there. As you commit mistake, you enter. Here, come here. It is ready. And it is very exact, mathematically calculated, because the nature is working in three modes. So you mix up these three modes, it becomes 3 × 3 = 9. And again you multiply 9 × 9 = 81. Again 81 × 81. So many varieties come. Therefore, generally it is taken 84 million varieties. 8,400,000. That is already there. Just a government creates a prison house. Although the city is not constructed, but they construct a prison house. Why? The government knows that they say there are so many rascals. They will be criminals. They must come here. So it is not government mistakes. Your mistake. You become criminal and come here. It is your mistake. Why should you be criminal? That is your mistake.
Also, if nature made a mistake, then how could nature supply the necessities of all the living entities after
nature? There is no mistake. Maya dhaksena, it is said. Maya dhaksena prakriti suyate sa characharo. Under the supervision of Krishna, God, nature is working. How there can be mistake? In the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, Srishti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti reka chai vajasya bhubunani bhubhakti durga. This nature is working just like shadow. Real indirection is from God. Ichchanu rupam api jasya cha chestati sa. By His will, nature is working. Now how He can be mistaken? Nature is working under the will of God. So how there can be mistake in the part of God? There is no mistake.
They use these terms to explain their proposed theory. This terminology.
Which terminology?
Like mistake and all these things.
Because there is the difference between God and ourselves. We are living entity, God is also living entity. But He has no 4 defects. We have got 4 defects. We commit mistake. We are illusion. Our senses are imperfect. And we cheat. God does not do all this. That is the difference between God and us. He does not commit mistake. He is not illusion. He does not cheat. And His senses are perfect. Vedaham samiti dhar.
Large
amalgamation
of our senses, they are also defective, of course.
Because we are defective. This material existence means defective existence. These defects are not there.
Then
Bhagavad Gita,
these things, they are also defective.
Because it is made by the imperfect senses. So it must be defective. If you construct something with your defective knowledge, then it must be defective.
And even if they make a perfect microscope, they still have to look at it through their defective eye.
Yes. <That's it. laughs> This is right. Therefore, whatever they are saying, they are all defective. Yes. That is our confusion. Mura. Defective means mura.
They seem to be quite satisfied.
That ass is also satisfied by unnecessarily carrying the load of the washer man. He is satisfied. Everyone is satisfied. Even the worms of the stool, he is satisfied. That is nature's law. He is satisfied. So this satisfaction
The saying is, even the pauper is proud of his penny.
Yes.
You see, in Vrindavan, when I told you, the dogs were starving. But as soon as he gets another female dog, he's satisfied to have sex. You see, is that satisfaction? He's starving. The belly is gone down, and he's still satisfied with sex.
Called illusion. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is illusion. Actually, he's not satisfied. Real satisfaction will prevail when one knows God. That is real satisfaction. Devotee will see how by God's design the sea is working, how the sky is staying, how the sun is rising. He's satisfied. Oh, how my Lord is great, how he has arranged. There is satisfaction.
But Srila Prabhupada, these the living entities,
the
Jivatma within the and Paramatma within, why the living entities suffering, even the Paramatma is directing the living entities?
That is not what the government is always with you, but why you are suffering and why one is enjoying? Government is not partial. You have created your situation to suffer. That's all. Therefore, Krishna says that you surrender to me, I give you all protection. But you will not do it. You must suffer. Suffering is there. As soon as you are disobedient to God, immediately suffering begins. That is Maya. Therefore, Krishna says, now you give up all this nonsense business. Surrender to me, I give you all protection. But that you will not do. And you must suffer. That is the song. Gana mayara vasi jachya vese khachya haudu. That is our preaching. That why you are suffering? Just accept Krishna, you become happy. That is our preaching.